Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with Bea Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister, bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. The first Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember,
welcome to WGGM Radio. I am your host, Amanda Dowell, and you are listening to Messages of Light. Today I have a very special guest from Hawaii who does a number of mind, body, and spirit things, Kamana'u, who is a shaman out of Hawaii, and I'm so excited to have him today because he just symbolizes being alive, and he, you know, really holds a strong presence with, you know, mind, body, and spirit, and I'm just really touched, and aloha to all the Hawaiian people out there who are tuning in also, and hello to you. So with that, I'm going to bring him live, but before I do, you can tune in and give us a call at 347-237-5339. That's our call-in number, and now I'm going to welcome him to the show. Welcome to the show, Kamana'u.
Aloha, Amanda.
Aloha.
How are you?
I am wonderful. Yeah, how are you?
I'm awesome. I'm doing great this morning. And Ekeakua, Omaikai Oko, and blessings to all of you.
Thank you.
I'm excited to be on your show. I can't wait till you actually get here in Hawaii.
Yes, it's going to be amazing once I do get there. There's much to learn, and I know that your practice is just so amazing. You have a lot of things to share.
Well, you know, I've been guided by spirit, by kupuna, to do the work that I do. And in my ancestral line, all of my ancestors were actually kahuna. They were high priests of the work that they've done. They were healers. They worked with plants. They could heal through their prayers and through their voices. And they were amazing, amazing elders in our lives. And they had so much wisdom and aloha to share with all. And fortunately, I was guided by spirit to do this work. And at first, I was pretty hesitant about it because I'm wrapped up with my everyday life. And there came a time I knew the importance of answering the call and actually doing the work of our ancestors. And since then, it's been such a blessing. If I knew this, I would have done this 20 years ago, Amanda.
Wow. That's wonderful. So how did you, through your everyday life, how did you discover that this was finally something that you needed to do, which I'm sure it came through that way?
Well, actually, it was through a psychic from Idaho, believe it or not. I met this wonderful woman, and she told me a story. And without even knowing me, I'm like, this is exactly my path in life right now. But she says, but your true path is to help others and to do the healing work. Because your ancestors are telling us that's what you will be doing. You're following their footsteps. And and through that, I realized that when she described the person, that was actually the last kahuna in our family that has passed away. I believe she passed away about 7 years ago. And what happened was, we'll go back some years before I actually begin the path. I met a woman that was at a family barbecue, and she told me that she came from this certain district here in Hawaii. And I told her that, hey, I have an aunt that is a kahuna there. And we looked at each other and we said her name together at the same time. And she was just overwhelmed that we're related to this woman. And she said that how she's touched so many people's lives around the world. People would flock in from Asia, the States, and all over Hawaii to have her do healing work with them. And the whole Ho'oponopono and all of these wonderful things. And she actually told me, she goes, you know, I've got this book of her teachings and I'm supposed to give it to one of you. And I told her at that time, I don't think this is for us. I think you've got the wrong person. And now flashback a year and a half after this, I'm getting a message from a woman from Idaho. And she tells me that your kahuna is telling you that you need to get the book. The book is her teachings. She says you know about the book. So lo and behold, a year and a half later, this situation comes back up. And I realize, oh, gosh, I have to step up to the plate and actually start doing the work. And it took about a year and a half, and then I found my spiritual teacher here in Hawaii who told me, she goes, come on out, your ancestors, there's hundreds of them, they're standing behind you. And they're just waiting for you to move forward with the work. It's important that you share the work of the Hawaiian people, of our ancestors. Because we here practice aloha. And they need us to share aloha throughout the world. And this is where I'm at this point in my life.
That's wonderful. Because a lot of people really need to understand what aloha is. I know that it's a very important teaching.
Yes, it is. So we're talking about a program that I'm actually working on right now, and it's called The Mind, the Spirit, and the Body in that sequence. And it is actually the teachings of our kupunas, of our ancestors. And I'm actually, a couple of weeks ago, I actually put this program into play. I ran into a woman that was, when I saw her, I knew that she was having a difficult situation. And I said, you need to call me, and we need to chat. And she looked at me, she says, yes, I need to chat with you. She came over, and she told me what's been going on with her. I could feel the heaviness. I could feel the attachments of spirits on her. And she explained to me that this was one of the darkest moments of her life. And she just got released from a mental institution, and she was on the verge of committing suicide. And we spoke, and I said, today is the day that I gift you the aloha spirit that comes from our kupunas. And I'm not going to help you. I'm going to be the vessel. I'm going to be the conduit. I'm going to share all the messages that they have for you. And as we sat and we talked, I could sense the fear and the emotion and the loss and the hurt and the loneliness that she was feeling. And it was triggered off through a relationship that she was in. Because the fear was set in, everything else started to fall into place. And the Hawaiian people knew that if it was emotional distraught that is brought into the mind, it damages the spirit and it also damages the body. So the process of Ho'oponopono. Yeah, so we begin the process of Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono is forgiveness for those that have inflicted these situations on you, but most of all, it's the Ho'oponopono for yourself, for you allowing these situations to manifest in your body. And if you don't have the proper tools or the understanding of this, you could go on living your life in misery and pain and anger, blaming everyone else about all of your situations. But the Hawaiian people knew that we have to step up to the plate and understand that we manifested these situations. And eventually it led her into wanting to commit suicide. So she was admitted to the psych ward here in Hawaii. And I gave her some ava. Ava here in Hawaii is used more for medicinal purposes. And the reason I gave her the ava was because here in Hawaii, we did a prayer before we got started. And I asked my ancestors and Kealakua to be part of our discussion with this woman and to be as one with her. I started to pick up all of her energies, and I got to a point where I couldn't breathe myself. So we both had to drink the kava to calm ourselves down to bring us back to a normal state where we could focus on one thought, was to help her through her situation. And I had her do an exercise about all of her troubles, all of her fears, and we wrote it down. And I said, I need you to really take a deep look at this and realize that this is a reflection of yourself. And don't blame yourself for this. You didn't know better. But we need to remove all of this at this moment. You don't need to go to a psychologist or a doctor. We can take care of the situation right now. Yes. And we worked through it, and she understood that she realized that she was part of the situation, and she had to ask forgiveness to herself. And through this whole Ho'oponopono, she was able to understand and empower herself. And all of these situations that she dealt with, we looked at the opposite effect. No longer was it anger, but it was joy. No longer was it sadness, but it was happiness. No longer was it fear, but it was empowerment. Within 3 hours, we were able to release all of these toxics, all of these situations that she was dealing with. And our final step was an ocean cleansing. The Hawaiians would call that a kapukai, where we take you to the ocean, and through chants and prayers, calling upon our kupunas, our ancestors, to help remove all of these unwanted situations, energies that was attached there from the beginning of time until now. We also, in this prayer and chant, we ask that if any of this is from a past life, time also, we ask that it be removed and cleansed also. As we're doing the cleansing, the clouds begin to part. The sun begins to come out. And you could feel the ancestors in the wind, and the presence was just filled with love and compassion. And since that day, she is such an awesome person. I see the light in her again. I see the love and the zest that she has for herself, and how excited that she is that she's in a place where she wants to be here in Hawaii.
That's great.
Yeah.
And that's happening because she's focusing on the positive and the sunshine, and she's bringing in that energy. That's beautiful.
Yes, she is. And I'm so happy when I see her. And another thing that we worked on, so now that we cleared the situation with the mind, Now she's thinking in such a positive manner. We're able to set the spirit free. There was also attached and also to activate her spirit guides. Our Hawaiian people know that our ancestors reside in what we call our na'au. Our na'au is our Santa Clara. And if we have questions to ask, all we have to do is go through a meditation and check within ourselves. And the answer always lies within. And she's now able to connect back with her ancestors. And another cleansing we did to put the body back in balance was Lomi Lomi. So through the Lomi Lomi, we're able to remove all of the toxic energies and restore the natural flow of balance back into the body. Again, when we're doing this, it's through the power of Keakua and the guidance of our kupuna. When people ask the Hawaiian people, is this a massage? And the answer is no, this is not a massage. This is divine healing work that's guided by our ancestors and the light that comes from Keakua, from the heavens.
Mm-hmm. So it would remind people of massage, but really what you're doing is you're being, like you were talking to the woman, like a vessel for a person, and then you're doing Lomi Lomi on them through guidance, right?
Right. All the time.
That is beautiful and wonderful, because I was going to say, so what's the difference in some of the other things that you did in Lomi Lomi? It's really just the guidance of what to do is what it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of time when people come to see us and they say that they have aches and pains in their body, and we're able to look at the person and identify that there is an attachment on them, or by touching the body, the back portion of the body, you know, we could feel the imbalance that's caused by what we call an uhane noho. An uhane noho is a spiritual attachment. And most of the time, these spiritual attachments are caused when someone is going through a difficult situation, or at times, spirit think that you are the light. Because we are light workers, they will think that we are the light, and they would cling to us. So yesterday, I actually had a discussion with a couple kahunas from Maui. And as I went to meet them, the woman asked me, she says, come on out, could you please ask the two people that are attached to you to leave, because they're actually not serving you any purpose. So kindly, I asked the spirits that I am not the light that you're looking for, but I will guide you to the light. We'll ask Keakua to open up the heavens and allow you to be with your loved ones, and we send you off with love. And we also ask that if you have offended anyone in your lifetime through your words, through your thoughts, through your actions, we ask Keakua to forgive you. And even on the other side, Keakua forgives those. And the two spirits are able to find a way out to the light.
That's very amazing.
Yes, so back to the uhane noho story. So uhane noho is a spiritual attachment. And so, like I said, it attaches on during an unwanted situation, or you're really down, or them seeing you as the light. And so basically, we'll go through the back of the person, and through movement and through the breathing of our ha, and through the prayer and the intention to help the spirit find its way, we're able to remove the spirit, which is causing the pain and infliction onto the body, and to remove it. And once we lomi the person, it's just putting the body back into balance so that energy can flow through the body evenly again. So some people have
these aches and pains.
Yeah, so a lot of people have aches and pains for many years, not understanding that they've had this attachment, and that's where the mood swings comes in. And other situations where they're asking themselves, well, why am I feeling like this? Why am I doing things that I don't necessarily do all the time? And so our workshop with the mind, spirit, and body is to educate everyone before you actually seek any medical advice. See those that hold the knowledge that's been passed down from generations, not only from the Hawaiian people, but from the indigenous Native Americans. And all of those that continue practicing the works that's been handed down through their ancestors. You know, our ancestors already had the answers. And there's many times here in Hawaii where we get called to a hospital visit. And when we get into the hospital, it's always the last step. And we're able to clear these energies, and sometimes these energies were actually animals sometimes. There are balls of fire. There are ancient spirits. And clearing this off of the body, within a couple of days, the people were healed. Doctors couldn't understand what happened. And so our goal is to educate everybody, you know, seek out the advice of the traditional healers. And it's actually going to save you a lot of money, too, at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the doctors and visit them and run up a $5,000 bill, and you can seek the advice of a healer and probably charge you about $500 at the most. And so the goal is to get everybody to start thinking like that. And I'm going to be taking this seminar workshop to different places. Our first stop is going to be Aotearoa, which is New Zealand. We're going to be heading out there in November.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, we're excited about the trip. There's a big group of us going out there, and we've already made the connection with the Maoris, and they're greeting us, and we're going to be performing protocols, exchanging our traditional protocols with each other, and it's going to be an awesome sight. We can't wait till November.
You're really going to enjoy yourself in New Zealand. Are you going to be traveling anywhere else on your travels?
I've also, you know, I went to Japan, and I've noticed that they love Hawaiian culture, Hawaiian tradition. They love the hula. They actually have more hula halaus. Halaus is a school of hula in Japan than they do in Hawaii. And the only problem I saw was they were very competitive. And so they're taking away something that was a beauty that told stories. It was, you know, we had no written language at that time. So our stories, our histories was put into dance and it was put into chants. And to see it used in a competitive manner, and it was, the feeling that I got was, that compassion and that humility was taken away. And my goal mm-hmm. is to make sure that I reach out to those that are engulfing themselves in the culture and sharing this important message. And the mind, the spirit, and body becomes one. So in oneness, in aloha. Aloha is such a very special word, and if we can get this message to everyone throughout the world, how fabulous will that be? When we're compassionate about everyone, we can communicate and we can understand and be there for everyone. And that's always been the path of the Hawaiian people. And, you know, throughout history, we've got taken advantage of. There was a time in history when the first missionaries and the Westerners came here, they thought that we're pagan of our practices, of our culture and all that. And within, I believe it was maybe about 40 years while they were here, our practices of who we were stripped from us. It was kapu. It was against the law to practice your culture, your hula, your healing, your language. So this has been a struggle because it was almost like genocide for the Hawaiian people at one point. But But thank God that during the 1970s, the Hawaiian people realized that everything that they had was taken away from them. They stood up for themselves. They rallied. And they began schools that taught Hawaiian. And there was a time where everything that was against the law is now, we're allowed to practice our beliefs here in Hawaii now. But it took a good 30, 40 years. And we're at a point right now where the Hawaiian people are so educated. And what we've learned that they're just masters of everything they did. So when you hear the term kahuna, it's not only this high priest. It's also the master of the canoe builder, the master carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
He was the master of his domain. So our goal is to get the message across the world. And also the Hawaiian people knew that it was important that we have balance with Wakea and Papa. Wakea is Father Sky and Papa is our Mother Earth.
If we continue
not taking care of Papa Honua, that sooner or later she's going to purge. She needs to remove all of these toxics from her. And I ask everyone all the time, you know, when we do our prayers and our mantras, that set out a prayer to remove this heavy, unwanted, unstable energy from Mother Earth, no matter where we're at. It is important that we do this and start taking care of her. And our ancestors continue guiding us. And I just hope and pray that throughout the world that everybody will continue this practice. The words, your prayers, very strong.
Mm-hmm.
I'll share a brief story with you about the words. I have a dear friend of mine, and sometimes he just gets kind of carried away. He means well, but when he offends certain people, sooner or later this is going to get back to you. And he had a stroke, and he was in the hospital. So I had one of our other Kahu sisters do a blessing, the clearing the pyramid. She said that she removed this heavy, unwanted energy from him, and it was a curse that was placed on him through the words. So I tell everyone, we need to be careful how we use our words nowadays. Our words should be about inspiring, about motivating, about being compassionate, about love, and about aloha.
Right. That's absolutely important.
Yes.
And I love the stories that you do share, because one of the things that I like about the culture is how you're very compassionate and peaceful with people.
And it all stems from the oneness, the balancing of the mind, the spirit, and the body. We're able to function in a state of aloha. And when you're in a state of aloha, your connection with your environment, your connection with the sky, with the rainbows and the winds and the water becomes as one, and they share messages to you. Our ancestors all continued standing beside us and guiding us. And the light of Keakua always shines upon all of us that walks in the oneness and walks with aloha. And I always tell everybody, you know, when they come to visit Hawaii, I said, when I do prayers or blessings for them, I always ask that they take the spirit of aloha home with them and share it with everyone throughout the world.
Good. And I think that sharing the spirit of aloha is very important for people, because it teaches other people how to be peaceful and compassionate with each other no matter what walk or what situation. I mean, I'm sure you've run into people who don't get along with other people. You know, like one person has a problem with the other person, but when you can look at them with aloha, that means you can look at everybody very peacefully and just accept them where they're at.
Exactly. And, you know, just by being compassionate and holding that aloha, they'll feel it from you. They can just look at you, and you're able to bring smiles, and you can have someone standing across the room and just look at you, and already their energy starts to drop, and they become more compassionate. So you're able to transfer your energy to them through aloha.
Absolutely. And I think that makes all the difference when you transfer that energy.
Exactly. Well, one of our kupunas always told me a story that someone said that they were upset and they wanted to say words to affect her health. And she found out about this. And she said, it was okay. It was okay. Because I'm filled with compassion and God's love. And there's nothing stronger than that. And she has aloha for them. No matter what they felt towards her, she still had aloha for them. And she wished them well. And she thanked them for being in her life. Within a matter of a couple of days, that situation was resolved without auntie even seeing this person. And the auntie I speak of is actually a kahuna, too. She was able to diffuse this situation just through her thought of aloha. And the person caught her up and apologized about their thought. So how amazing is that, huh?
That's a very amazing story, because I think that when we can come from that peace, that's where we actually find the answers and where we can say, well, we can have all these people out here, but when we show compassion to where they're at, that's what's important.
And what she told me she did was she didn't look at the negative faults of the person. But she looked at the light of this person, the goodness of this person, the spirit of this person that had aloha. And all the negative situations dispersed.
That is beautiful. Just by looking at the light of someone else, how you can disperse the negativity. And I know that a lot of us have that within us where we can look at that and things start to heal for those people. That's amazing.
Definitely. So, you know, I do Lomi Lomi, and I do spiritual work, and I also do Ho'oponopono out of my home here. And my home is always filled with light and love. And before I have anyone coming here, I make sure it's cleansed properly. And I do a pikai. A pikai is sprinkling with Hawaiian salt, pa'akai, and olena. And through the prayers, I ask our kupunas to keep this space, the sacred space, clear of any negative energies. And we ask that those that enter this home, all of their negative energies will be cleansed before they enter this home. And when they enter here, they're at a safe place. They're at a place where they feel like they're with their mother again, somebody that's embracing. And it's not me. It's the kupunas, and it's the light of Keakua and the spirit of aloha that welcomes them into the home. And then it makes my job that much easier to work with them, too.
Well, the spirits make it, the spirits help you by guiding you, and they give that availability to you, and that is really amazing. Your work has some miraculous stories to it.
Yes, you know, amazingly, even people that were dealing with health issues, cancer, I remember one day this woman approached, and I said, can I pray with you? And as I'm doing a chant, I'm also calling our ancestors to be part of this healing and the blessings from the heavens to rain upon and to cleanse any toxins, any diseases that she might have in her body. And it was the woman's faith in what I was saying that she said as she left, something stirred up in her body. And 2 months later, she came back to see me. And she says, I just wanted to talk to you and share something very exciting with you. She said, so we've met a couple months ago, and you shared a pule, a prayer with me. And it was so touching that I could feel the energy stirring in my body. I went to the, she goes, you didn't realize what I had cancer. She said, a month after that, for my checkup, I went to the doctor, and the tumor has shrunk down to the size of a pea. And they were able to remove the tumor, so as of today, she's cancer-free.
Wow.
And it was through her faith and her aloha that she has for Keakua and the aloha that she has for the ancestors. I was just a conduit. I had nothing to do with that. Ask me about healing. I have no idea. That's not my job. My job is just the facilitator, the conduit, the vessel. It's the ancestors and the love of and the light of Keakua that does the work.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you are a facilitator of that work and that you can bring that forward and begin to teach people how to have faith in themselves, to heal themselves. You work a lot like I do in that I see the person's spirit. You know, that's been I get along with Aloha because I have compassion for people and I see like you do. I think that's amazing. But even more, I think it is amazing that you're being a conduit, working with all of these things to help people have faith in themselves.
Exactly. It's about awakening our own greatness. You know, there's a story about the bowl of light, that when we're born, this beautiful bowl of light was created for each individual. No bowl was the same. Each bowl was different. But in that bowl, there was this beautiful greatness of spirit. And this beautiful greatness of spirit was compassion, joy, love, understanding, humility. And throughout our lives, as we begin to grow up, we pick up all of these unwanted energies. And so the metaphor for this is these are stones that we begin to pick up. And these stones are of fear. And sometimes the stone is of anger, jealousy, frustration. And all of these stones are piled up into our bowl of light. And eventually it dims our light. And if our light does not shine in our bowl anymore, how can we shine as individuals? We become imbalanced. We become fearful. So everything that we put in that bowl, we become a reflection of that. And so the story is, so how do we remove all of that? And so you simply dump the bowl. Well, it's a little bit more than that. You just can't dump the bowl. I feel you need to look at each of those stones and deal with those situations. And as you're dealing with each of these stones, you open a portal with each situation.
Oh, I love you. I forgive you. I'm sorry. Yes.
Exactly. So each stone, understand it. And, you know, those become tools. Those lessons that you have to go through of hurt, anger, frustration, no matter what it be, it becomes a tool that you can use to help others. So I tell everybody, don't let the hardship and all of these negative situations be a reflection of you.
Mm-hmm.
But let it be a lesson that you can share with everybody because you went through that. And you're going to teach them compassion and you're going to teach them love and teach them about empowering themselves and stepping into their light. So it's amazing that the Hawaiians would create beautiful stories such as these. And what it all boils down to is ho'oponopono, allowing the aloha to reside with us fully as oneness.
Absolutely, because that's what we are, is we're all one, even if we're frustrated with the other one. I've run into people that are frustrated with other people, you know, say, in my life, and I'm viewing this situation on the outside. And what I have to do is say, well, I'm holding them right there, and if they have issues with each other, they're doing the ho'oponopono, the I love you, I forgive you, I'm sorry. And, you know, it's not for me to hold the I'm sorry, because I'm seeing their light and accepting them just the way that they are, like you said, Kamanapu. It makes a lot of sense for every individual out there that if they have problems around them or you have a problem inside, you use that and you allow the aloha spirit to come in. That's beautiful.
Well, and like Auntie always said, when you're looking at a person that you're dealing with, and there's some unwanted friction or situations, look at the positive light about them. Look at
right.
the greatness about
right.
them. And the situation will mend itself. When you share the aloha, without them even being there, they will feel it. They'll be able to accept it. And when you see each other, you will smile again and embrace and tell each other how much you care and how much you love each other.
And
so this is what
spirit.
Yeah, so I'm excited, and I'm gonna be, like I said, in November we're gonna take this to Aotearoa, up to New Zealand to share this, and I would love to come to the States, different
places.
That would
be wonderful.
Yes, and share this story and align everybody. And during these workshops, I what I wanted to do was do a ho'oponopono with everyone. Let them feel that light of Keakua's love and our ancestors. And following that, I wanted to share a little session on Lomi Lomi, where you can take this.
That's beautiful.
And you can take this home and share it with your family. So back in the oldies when we grew up, you know, our grandparents, your parents would always have us walk on their back, or they would have us massage their neck and step on certain places. So what they were doing was they were teaching us Lomi Lomi at a young age. And now we don't really practice that much. So in the program, like I mentioned, so once we can clear the mind, balance the spirit, we begin to work on the body. And in each family, it is important that there's communication. You know, we live in a world where everything changes so fast. We don't sit down and have dinners with each other anymore. Our interaction with each other is through technology, through texting, through Facebook, through Twitter. What happened to just talking to someone and feeling their essence over the phone line? I'm one of those that I want to have a conversation with you, not through texting, so I could feel what you're going through. And I want them to feel that the love that I have for them, too, at the same time, which is so healing. And we forget that that's what it's truly about. It's about connecting with each other on a spiritual level. It seems like it's starting to get lost. I'm afraid what's going to happen 10 years from now. So I truly feel that this information that I have to share with everybody is to reconnect the families, the ohana.
Yes.
Very important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that what you're doing is beautiful, you know, working with the earth and working with spirit to connect everybody's spirit together. That's just beautiful.
And, you know, here in Hawaii, you know, when you come to Hawaii, you can feel the sacredness. People are drawn here to the islands because they know it's a very special place, and there's many stories and legends before the Hawaiian people were here. And we're the last remnants of Lemuria. Beautiful stories that we can share with everyone throughout the world. But it's all based on love and aloha. And there was a time where working with spirit here, at the beginning of my path, you know, I was always trained that we've got to send them into the light. We need to send them into the light. Well, here in Hawaii, it's a little bit different here. There was a time when we were trying to cross spirit over, and they looked at us, and they said, hey, we're not going to go into the light. We belong here. It is our kuleana. It is our business to make sure we take care of everything that is here and make sure everything is set right before we can actually leave. And they also told us that not all of us go into the light. Some of us go back into Mother Earth. We go back into the waters. We go back into the forest and become trees. We go back into the soil, which nurtures the forest. So the Hawaiian people knew that we had a connection with Earth itself and also the waters. Some ancestors said we were from the waters, and to the waters we shall return. So now when I'm working with spirit, especially when they're Hawaiian spirit, I will ask them, where is your journey take you? Similar to the Native Americans. Yeah. Right. And spirit had to tell me, you know, I didn't read this in a book or nobody told me this. Spirit told us this information. And so what they share with me, I share with everyone that's on the spiritual path too.
That's wonderful, because we all need to be connected that way, and each journey is different. Not everybody's going to always go to the light. Some may go back into the earth, some may go back into the water. You're absolutely right, Kamanaho. This is beautiful stuff that you're sharing.
Yeah, thank you. And again, it was information given to us by spirit. And, you know, if you hear Hawaiian poetry or chants or history, and they always talked about their connection with Mother Earth and how important it was. And it's up to us today to continue that that legacy of who they are and where they came from.
It's always important to remember who you are and where you came from, and to get connected to that. If you're dealing with all those stones in that bowl one at a time, going through the forgiveness, because, you know, I've seen people who say, well, I don't need to forgive, I don't need to do that, I can hold on to that, or I can look at, you know, those things about those people. But in the ending, you carry it on yourself. I see it. You know, when you hold on to the bad things of people, when you look at them, you're holding that on your back, or you're holding it in your energy until you do the prayers that you were talking about.
And unfortunately, when they're holding this unwanted energy, it manifests into a disease, a sickness,
yes,
an ailment, and sometimes cancer. And, you know, once they understand this, do you think they want to hold this in their bodies anymore once they understand the Hawaiian thought? That's when they awaken themselves, and they realize, okay, whatever he's telling me right now, I'm understanding it. And yes, I don't want to be sick. I don't want this anymore. I need to start forgiving and loving and being compassionate in my life. And people will actually break down into tears and realize that they've done this and they've hurt so many people. Why? And through the Ho'oponopono, they were able to forgive themselves, and they would get on the phone and call loved ones and tell them that they were sorry without saying, pointing fingers, without any judgment to others, but asking for forgiveness and just saying that simply, I love you and please forgive me. And thank you for being in my life, and I'm so sorry for what has happened.
Absolutely. We have a person in here who was talking about they have way too many stones they've carried too long, and she's saying that it's left her feeling like she doesn't know what to do to make her happy anymore, and I suggest that she go in and use the prayer.
Yes, of course. I mean, that is most important is, you know, Kiyaku is always there for us. Sometimes we're not going to get what we want, but it's sometimes our wants are not necessary. What he'll give us is love and compassion and continued healing, but we have to be right with ourselves too. So we know as light workers, to help others, we have to be in that place of puno, that place of always being there and being compassionate and showing humility. I mean, how can we help others when we're dealing with our own situations?
That's right.
So it's important that we release all of our fears and frustrations, and we can all walk in the light.
Absolutely.
Everyone around
us. I love what you're saying there. We have about 3 minutes, so you can continue and maybe tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
Well, right now my my website is still under construction, but for now you can go to Kamanaopono. That's KAMANA'OPONO. Aviau, that's AWEAU-AGRES, AGRES. Become my Facebook friend. We can chat and talk more. If there's things that you want to share with me or things that you need help with, please feel free. I'm here of service to you. And Amanda, thank you. Thank you so much for allowing me to be on your wonderful show this morning.
Oh, it was a pleasure having you. You're such a beautiful shaman with such light in Hawaii, and I'm just honored to, you know, be in the presence of your energy and that you were able to come on and share your stories today and everything that you shared. You know, aloha and thank you. And I definitely look forward to meeting with you and working with you more. This is wonderful.
Yes, and maybe later we can have another talk story session, and I'll share stories about what I do. And the
I would
stories
love to do that. That would be great.
Yes. But again, a big mahalo to all of your fans and to you yourself for allowing me to be on your show.
All right, thank you, Kamana. You have a wonderful day, and everybody else have a great day. And we will do this again. Thank you so much.
May the light of the heavens shine upon everyone. Aloha. Take care.
Aloha, Kamana. And aloha, everyone else. Have a wonderful Monday. Take care.
I get wings to fly. Oh, I'm alive.
That the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki-infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out to find the love begins. Every word of every story, every star in every sky, every corner of creation lives to tell.